Okay. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Leimer, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zohar, a woman will conceive a child and give birth to a male, v'tama shivas yamim, shall be tamei for 7 days, kimei nidaz v'yisa titma. Like the separation of her flow, she will become tamei, like a nida. So Rashi says over here, brings down a chazal, Omer Rav Simloi. Rav Simloi said, Kishem shi yitzirose shel Adam acher kol behema. Just like the creation of Adam is after every behema, Adam was the last one of the creations on Erev Shabbos. Kach teirose nisparisha acherei teiris behema. So his Torah, the Torah that's negayah to the din of the tumah of the guf, that comes out after the Torah of the behemah, behemah chayav oif. At the end of last week's parasha, the Torah discussed kashrus, the tarfus of animals, the dinay tumah b'tahara of animals, the vela. So once we finish with the animals, we started with Adam. You have to understand, what's Rav Simloi coming to tell us over here? Like, what's the significance of the fact that Adam was created last? His Torah is set afterwards. Why is that important for us to know? So I once heard a Mayridik of Pshat from Rav Avigdor Miller, and how we get ahead of the fact that Adam was created after every single Bria. And Marshall Mondo Redaima says, let's observe on the day of a chasm in a hall, what transpires? Who comes first? Who comes later? Who comes last? On the morning of the chasana, the person that comes is the janitor of the building. The people that are supposed to sweep and clean up from the night before. The least important people, they come, they clean up the garbage, they put everything away. A little while later, you'll have the cook who will start coming and start planning what the menu is going to be for tonight. Later on, the busboys, the ones that set up the tables, they will come. Then comes the florist, then later on comes the photographer, then comes the musicians. The family makes its appearance last. And last, the most chashuv ones in the whole affair, the chasan and kala, they make their appearance and they come under the chuppah. So same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bria. First he set up the Bria. Make sure you cover Hamayim, make sure everything is dry, the plants, the whole background, the animals, every single thing that's going to serve a Ben Adam who is the Iker, those were created first. And finally, last is the Iker of the entire Bria, that is Adam. So the fact that Adam was created last, that shows that he is the important person of the Bria. The whole Bria depends upon him. The Torah is the same thing. The Torah of the Adam is also the most chashuv because he is created last and he is the most chashuv, his Torah is most chashuv. And that also tells you that the dinei tumah that stem from him are most potentially tumah more than any other bria. Because the greater the power of something, the greater the tumah is. Adam's potential is so great. Chazal say that when he was created, the Malachim, when they saw him, they wanted to say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Akidei Kater, Hashem had to put him to sleep. Oh, then they saw that he wasn't Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the greater the potential of the Bria, so too is greater the Chesaron that can come from him. That's why the Tumah of Adam is greater than any Bria. Because where there's a lack of fulfilling that potential, there is the greater Madrega of Tumah. Marshal Mahadar, right? We could understand this with today's current events. When you have a nuclear reactor, where its potential for power is so great, if it goes wrong, the koyach of the destruction of a nuclear reactor, take a look at the churban that it's causing, the poisons that it's emitting, and the danger of it exploding, chas v'shalom, it's much worse than any other source of power. But Adam, his source of power, his source of accomplishment is so great, when something goes wrong, the koyach hatumah is much greater than anything else. So that's the pshat. Hayyos Adam Harishon was created last. Man was created last, that shows you he is the Iker of the Bria. The Shem Adam is Al Shem Adama. He is the Iker of the Adama. So too, his Torah is mentioned last, and the potential to cause damage, that is also last, to show that the potential for damage is much greater than any other Bria. Unfortunately, throughout history, we've seen the damage that an Adam could create, the churban, the mochamas that he's held, the destruction that he's created, because he has the seichel, because he has more das, he has more potential than anything else. And on the eighth day, they should be mal the flesh of his arla. The Gemara Masechtas Nida, the Lamed Aleph Amid Beis says, Shalom Talmidim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, why did the Torah say Bris Mila is Lishmaina? Pashtesich that everything is Exeris Hakosu. Not a Rosh Shimon. Rosh Shimon by Yechoy is the Shita that he always used to find a reason for it and base halachas on it. So they asked him, why did the Torah say that Bris Mila is Lishmaina? Amalahem, Kidei Shalayiyu Kulam Smeichim V'Aviv Ima Yatzeven. So that everybody shouldn't celebrate by the Bris, and his father and mother will be sad. What's the Pshat? So Rashi learns in Masechtas Nida over there that Hayos Min HaTorah, a lady is coming for 7 days. Right? So it comes out the parents are not going to be able to live with each other. So everybody else will be rejoicing by the Bris, and they're sad that they have to be apart from one another. The Torah didn't want that. So the Torah made Bris Mila on the eighth day, whereby then already they're mutter to be with each other, and everybody else could be with a man together with the father and the mother. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zasal said an original pshat over here. What's the pshat? Over the imoi will be sad, and everybody else will be happy. Maybe the pshat. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The halacha fasting on Yom Kippur. So you're led this. A woman that gave birth, the first 3 days of the birth, she's not allowed to fast at all. From the third day till the seventh day, if she says I have to eat, we let her eat on Yom Kippur, because she's still b'makom sakana. After that, she's considered like a regular person after the seventh day, and she's not allowed to eat. So what do you see from over here, l'halacha? That until the eighth day, the lady is considered b'sakana. It's only after the seventh day, she's no longer b'sakana. But the first 7 days, she's b'sakana. Dr. Yosef Chaim, that's the pshat over here. The Torah is the Rochecha Darchei Noyam V'chom Zivisei HaSholem. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. If they were going to make the Bris Mila on the seventh day, the father is going to have to tend to two cholim that are Mesuchim. The mother is still in a sakana. The child, Bris Mila, is a sakana. So the father is going to have to tend to two cholim that's, you know, asking too much, because he won't be happy, because he has to take care of them. The mother's not going to be happy. It's placing too much of a burden on the father, and the Torah is the Rochecha Darchei Noyam. Therefore, so that his father and mother shouldn't both be sad, they made it that the Bris Mila is Lishmaina. Now the mother's not Bisakana anymore, and the father doesn't have to tend to the other Mesukin, and now they can both tend to their child. He have the Rochecha Darchei Noyam. And he also says this, Merum is in the Pasuk, Vayas Avron Mishter Goder, Biyon Hi Gomel Es Yitzchak. What's Biyon Hi Gomel? Pasuk, I didn't taxes Hi Gomel. When he finished nursing, he was no longer totally in his mother. But he taxes Biyon Hi Gomel on the day where it was right to bench Birchas HaGoyna. What's the pshat? Because Sari Yemenu was no longer the Sakana, right? She was taken out of the Sakana, so it was no longer necessary to worry about her Sakana, beyond that it was right to bench Birchas HaGoyna. And the word Higomel is two words, Hag and Mal. Hag is Hey Gimel, that's Begamatria 8. Mal, that is when there's a Bris Mila. On the eighth day, there's no longer a Sakana for the mother. Mal, then you can be Mal. The Huva El Aaron Akayin by Mitzayra, it says, Odom Kiye Ba'or Bisori Se'esoy Sapachas Oibaheres, V'hoye Ba'or Bisori L'neged Soras. If a person has what appears to be leprosy, the Huva El Aaron Akayin Oyalachad Mibon of Akayin, it should be brought to Aaron Akayin or to one of his sons, the Kayhan. So, Chazal say there's Xeris HaKosov over here. Rashi brings it down. There's Xeris HaKosov over here that Tumas Nigoyen and Tahara only could be Alpir Kohen. It can only be al pi kohen. It can't be through a Yisrael. It can't be through a lady. It has to be al pi kohen. What is the midah connected midah over here? Why not only their kohen? Let's see, I had a good time with Chacham to see Yisrael. He can't paskin up whether it's a neger or not. He can't paskin up whether it's Torah or not. Where's the midah connected midah? So the Sefer Midrash Mordechai brings down, there's a midah connected midah over here, zel umazeh. Who becomes a mitzayra? Who suffers from a neger? Someone that makes his mouth hefker. Doesn't care about his mouth. He talks about anything he wants. He talks about anybody he wants. He says whatever he wants. He doesn't hold back anything from people. He's mouth through his mouth. So Mida Keneged Mida, who is the only one that could clean that up? That's the mouth of the Kohen. About the Kohen it says, V'siv Seh Kohen Yishmeru Das, V'toyra Yivakshu Mipidu, V'siv Seh Kohen, the mouth of the Kohen. They hold on to Das, then Torah Vakshu Mipidu. Those are the people that wash their mouths. Their mouths are used for tefillah. Their mouths are used for Kedusha. Their mouths are used to teach others. Bidavka, the mouth that's used for Kedusha, only that mouth can cleanse that mouth, which is Tomei because of Lashon Hara. I once heard a pshat, and I couldn't find it, not a shame who, but I once heard the pshat. I think it might be from the Chassam Sefer. He says that unfortunately very often the Lashon Hara is against the Manhigim, against those that are the leaders. He doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, he doesn't do that. A lot of times the Ikur where the Lashon Hara is focused. So Mida Kenegi, Mida the Kahanim, they were the Manhige Hagar. But people speak Lashon Hara against the Kahanim, against the leaders. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Machmiya them to the leaders. You spoke Lashon Hara against them. I'm showing you now that leprosy, that tzaras is not going to come off unless you go to those leaders. You go to the manhigim and you go ask them for mechila. There was a maisa, Shas maisa. I remember that the Eilim was in tow because of this. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the Tzadik B'Kadosh Levracha, his levaya was Purim time, the day after Purim. So massive. Hundreds and thousands of people. And you could understand that hundreds of thousands of people, the traffic was held up. And it was, so there was one yid, rather from a yid, that sort of like made a comment, I knew, okay, so Moshe was nifta, so what? So, that's right, the traffic, they can't do it in a different way. Not long afterwards, he started having headaches. And it was bad news. And they were taking tests or whatever, it didn't look good. So he went to his Rav, and he told him that all of a sudden he had headaches, and he doesn't know what it is. And the Rav was thinking of different things he could be misakin. The Rav said that maybe you spoke against some of them Gadol, perhaps. Is that possible? Why would he speak against some of them Gadol? And then he thought that he made this comment by Rav Moshe's Levaya. So he says, you better go to the Kever and ask for Mechila. He went to the Kever and asked for Mechila, and Baruch Hashem, it had a happy ending. You know, but this is the had to be Machniah himself. The people, they focus their talk against Manhigim and against Rabbanim. So for that Mida Kenegid Mida, but there's Baruch who says, you have to go and ask them for Mechila. Beautiful word that I saw, it says, Negat Saras Kisiyah Ba'odam V'huva El HaKohen. Negat Saras, if there'll be an Adam, it should be brought to the Kohen. There's a Mishnah Masechtas Negoim that says, Kol HaNegoim Adam Raya Chutz MiNigei Atzmai. A person could examine the Negoim of every person except for himself. In other words, if let's say the Kohen has a Nega on himself, he's a big Talmud Chacham, he knows all of the Halakas, he's not allowed to do it himself, he has to go to a different Kohen. Same thing with the Bechor. Let's say there's a shayla of there being a mum on a bechor. That same mission over there says you can be bayit mumim of all people and check out if it's good or if it's not. But if it's negate to your own bechor, you can be the biggest talmud chacham in the world and you can't check it out. What's happened to pshat? The simple pshat is because people have a tendency when it comes to their own kesaron, they'll be meikel. If it's a shayla of a nega on himself, he'll look. And you know, he might be negate b'davar, he'll be meikel. Same thing with the mum of a bechor. Other people's things he can see, but when it comes to his own, he won't be able to see that. Now, the Darshei Rishumos, those that darshan the words of the Chazal, they say, Kol HaNegom Odom Roye, a person sees everybody else's failures. When it comes to his egin chesroinus, he has a tendency of not seeing it. Other people's chesroinus here, he's this and he's this and he's this and he's this. But when it comes to his egin chesroinus, all of a sudden he becomes blind. He's not able to see it. Memele, he has to go to a kohen and he has to ask the kohen to give him teichachet. Look at me, see, am I doing my avodah properly? Because the tendency of a person is that he can't see his egin chesroinus. It's a davar yadua that the Vilna Goyen used to send messages to the Dubna Magid, who was sort of like a Talmud of his, to come and to give him musar. Vilna Goyen, the Gadol Hadar, and yet he felt he had to call somebody else to study him and to give him musar, which the Dubna Magid, of course, did with trepidation, but even someone like the Vilna Goyen felt he needed someone else to come and to give him musar. Matter of fact, the Baal Chanukas HaTorah, the Rebbe Herschel of Krukin, the Goyeni Goyeni Olam, he hired a special mechiyach to look at his actions and to see if he's acting properly and to give him teichacha, to give him musar if he saw him acting improperly, which he did. One day, the tzibur was davening, and Rav Herschel, he walked in like about a half hour late to davening. Fine. And the mechiyach didn't say a word. So later on that day, he asks the mechiyach, you know, I did something wrong today. How come you didn't give me musar when I walked in late? So he said, because I saw when you walked in, you had Rabbi Mutam on your right side, and you had the reed, the Bali Hataisis from the Bali Hataisis on your left side. So I understood already what happened. Your stomach got involved in the Taisis before davening. You know, you were Mizvakeach with Rabbi Mutam and the reed, and you walked in late to davening, they walked together with you. So he says, he got heavily involved in the tasters. He's always racing with the Reed Rebbe in time and Remela, you know. But you see, someone of that stature, Herschel was a Shach's Rebbe. Shach's Rebbe was a Herschel of Krukia. He needed a Mashiach. You know, the Morris, despite the fact that he was able to converse with the Reed Rebbe in time, he needed a Mashiach. And that's what we have to know, that Kol HaNegom Odom Roye, that when it comes to our Egin HaChesroinus, you know, our Egin HaChesroinus we don't see. Everybody else's we do, but our Egin, you need somebody else to point them out to you. Now it says in the Pasuk, beautiful word, that will finish off. The Roa HaKoyen, Acharehu Chabes Es HaNega. And the Koyen will see, after the Nega was washed away, it's talking about a Nega on a Beged. And the nega did not change its look, and the nega did not spread, tamehu, it's still tame. So the key words over here is, the nega did not change its mara. So there's a vart over here that the Mefarshim bring down, that the word nega and the word einig are the same letters. Nega is a plague, and oineg is satisfaction, hana, it's the same letters. It's just a matter of where you put the ayin. Matter where you put the ayin. The nun and the gimel, they remain in the same place. If the ayin is put in the beginning, you have oineg. If the ayin is put at the end, then you have nega. So Rabbi Yosef Shaul Matins of the Baal Binyan Ariel says, the Gemara in Erechim says that negon come because of tzoris ayin. Because people, they don't forgive other people. They see somebody else has a goodness, they say, ugh, why does that fellow have it good? It's totally in the eye, it's totally in the eye. How you place your eye, it's totally in Soros eye. If your eye is good, right, then that's eye. You're in a good matzah. If your eye is no good, then it becomes nega. So here where the fellow got a nega, the Torah says, V'roa koin achreyu chabesis a nega. V'inei ofach a nega es enoi. The one that had the nega, he didn't change his bad eye. The bad eye remained the same. So he still remains tummy. If the whole tzorah came about because your eye was in the wrong place, and you didn't change that eye, and you didn't change that eye, then it blinds a nega, and it doesn't turn back into einig. Lehepach, if the fellow did tshuva, if the fellow taka looks at other, oh, Baruch Hashem, that yid, he struck it rich, Baruch Hashem, that yid has it good, your eye switched, the eye switched, then the nega turns into einig. As I said, the binyan hariel, Rav Yosef Shaul, Rav Yosef Shaul Matanza. No, I'm sorry. No. It's from the Divrei Shaul, not the Binyan Ariel. If Yosef Shaul Nachman's on the Divrei Shaul. I was thinking along the same lines, but with a little different knesh. Rav Pam, say, Kasadik Lebracha, said about his mother, Chwendel Lebracha, said she never spoke Lashon Hara in her life. Never spoke Lashon Hara in her life. He says, but it didn't come about because she was Zohir necessarily in Lashon Hara. So she looked at people with such a hava. She had such a hava Yisrael. She loved every year. She didn't see anything bad about any year. There was nothing there to talk about. You know, a person that sees the chesroinus of other people, so he has to hold himself back, but I can't say it to anybody else. But by her, she had such a hava Yisrael. She didn't see anything bad in anybody. That's where the mocker for the not speaking Lashon Hara was. So if you that, it comes out very good. It depends how you look at another yid. If you look at another yid and you see his chesroinus, then it's hard not to speak Lashon Hara. But if on the other hand, you look at every yid with a hava, you don't see any chesroinus. That's the shot in the pasuk over here. V'roa koyach leu chabeses anega. V'nei lehofach anega es enoi. Until now, his eye was to see the bad things in Klal Yisrael. He didn't switch with his eye. He still sees the chesroinus. So then he wiped his tongue. If on the other hand, he changed his attitude to a fellow yid, and now he sees only the good in yid, and he can't speak Lashon Hara, that's a simon of a refua. The nega is cleared, and from the nega, it turns into oinek, into satisfaction. I good job, sir.
That's the letter, but eino, meaning you can say the ayin.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't switch the ayin.
Right.
And the oinek.
All about the ayin.